Then you say call back.
I am waiting for him to call back. Welcome, everybody, back to the Planet Jerf podcast. After an extended break, I had some health issues. It's a little bit embarrassing, but I lost my hearing. And that took me out of the podcast game for a long time. I'm joined with my entire family in the room this time. I told the children to go wander about the neighborhood and look for a skeleton. but none of them are doing that. What? They're all whispering to me. They're all introverts. Okay. My son wants me to talk about Mr. Poopy Daddy, which I think that's a prank on me. I don't think that's a thing. But it's been an eventful month. It's been a long time since I've done the Planet Jerf podcast, but I've been noting everything down. Okay, I can't say poopy stinky on air. I don't think people want to hear about that. I don't think people want to hear those words. Okay, why don't you go make a Lego World Trade Center? why don't you make two towers and as a tribute? Okay, get out of here. Okay. Scram. Yeah, but it's been a pretty eventful time. There's been some fun things. Okay, I don't think I can say that. Okay. Why don't you learn to count backwards from 10,000?
No. Yeah. I'm gonna do a big building out of Legos.
Okay, make a big building out of Legos.
We need a lamp.
Okay, but make it silently.
And smell a sock.
No, I'm not going to smell a sock, okay? I don't know if this is compelling podcast footage for anyone. They'll wonder about... I'm joined by my laughing sidekick off to the side. Okay, my son is dragging a box across... It's like audio footage from Okay. He's doing an impression of the airplane that had a hole busted out of it right now. Hey, okay, that's enough. Can you go upstairs and go spy on the neighbors?
No!
Go look at what the neighbors are doing. I heard them. I heard one of the neighbors chopping up something last night. I want you to take a look and take a little peek as to what's going on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Neighbors are not even out.
No, I know, because they're trying to have an alibi for whatever they were doing yesterday.
What were they doing?
I don't know, but if you look out your window, take your binoculars. Now we have one of the other children playing piano. In the background. I don't know who is going to listen to this, but we have Bradley Cooper from Maestro going on the one side, another Bob the Builder on the ground, and another child just waiting for me to make more hot dogs for her, even though she just ate 4 hot dogs. You can't just survive off of hot dogs.
Don't judge my
I'm not my judging. Way. I'm not judging your way. I'm not judging your way. How dare I? People are going to be judging my parenting. I can't just feed you a plate of hot dogs with ketchup on it.
How dare you judge my way?
Go to your room now. Go. Get up. You're grounded. You guys are all grounded.
No, you get up.
No, I'm not going to go up. No, you can't slap me with Lego. Please don't do that.
Go up. Okay.
Okay.
Daddy, you go up.
No, I don't think so.
No, you little mister.
Okay.
No, I'm going up.
Okay. So, yeah. It's been a pretty eventful month. Where do I catch up, people? Stinky. No, I can't say poopy and stinky. No one wants to hear this. Okay. Okay, go up. All right, we're back with the Planet Drift podcast. Lots of interesting things happened. Most recently, I guess I have a little bee in my bonnet, I guess, because I've been, as I said, both myself, Jackie have been sick, trading different diseases back and forth, I guess. So, and I lost my hearing, but currently Jackie's sick, so I've been dropping the girls off to dance. If you've listened to the Planet Drift podcast, you know that dance is a big component of our children's lives, and I've had a wonderful experience being the dance dad, dropping them off. And so this week, I was dropping them off, and I had to pick them up. But a new thing has arisen in the whole dance situation where they built an Indian restaurant, takeout restaurant, right beside the dance studio. And the Indian, the scent, the aroma, the thick aroma of Nehari and Biryani is seeping into the mainly white dance studio. And I show up into the dance studio, pick up my children, and all of the white parents stare like I'm spreading some secondhand stench, like I'm responsible for the aromas that are making the dance studio smell like Mumbai. And so I'm getting all this flack whenever I walk in, and I don't smell like anything. I have no scent. I live a very scent-free lifestyle. I'm totally non-sensual. Yeah. I'm unsensational because I have no scent. If anything, I smell like McDonald's. I smell like the food that the white people would enjoy. And so that's been the bane of my existence this week. I just have a list of things that have gone on since we last conversed. So many things. I was driving around. Driving around. I was picking up the kids from school, and I was really hungry. And I drove... I went to the old favorite that I mention every podcast, McDonald's. I got in the drive-thru, and lo and behold, what did I see in front of me but a familiar license plate? It was the license plate of my dad's 2006 Dodge Ram. So I saw my dad's Dodge Ram in front of me. And I thought, wow, what a coincidence. My dad's going to McDonald's drive-thru, same time I'm going. We must be on the same cycle, the same McDonald's cycle. And so I thought, man, this is an opportunity to reach out to my father. And so I put my hand out the window, and I waved. I don't know what I was expecting. My dad is not a waver. He's the type of guy that'll make you sign a waiver, but he's not gonna wave. So I was like, hi. Hi, daddy. Daddy, I'm behind you. Hi. And he must have seen me, because I kept on doing it. And no, he didn't do a blinking of the back lights of the car. He even got stopped at the second window where he had to wait for his food. And so I thought that was another opportunity to do, hi, daddy. Hi, dad. See me. Like, I don't know what I was expecting him to do, to turn around and wave. Hi, son. Hope you enjoy your McDouble. Yes. I thought he would show some fatherly pride in what was going on. And no, he didn't. He just drove away. He even made a turn so his window didn't have to face my window. It's like he drove an extra length around the parking lot so he didn't have to see my face. I think that's a metaphor for probably why I got into trying to do comedy. This, hi, Daddy! Daddy, notice me! Daddy! Daddy, I'm behind you! So that was an interesting experience. I went to church, my once a year visit to the old Catholic church. And I went on Christmas, and wow, it was a wonderful ceremony. The padre was doing a great talk about the film It's a Wonderful Life. If you don't know about the movie It's a Wonderful Life, it's about a dude who, in an effort to cash in on a life insurance policy, he's like, maybe I'll jump off a bridge. And then an angel appears and says, hey, don't jump off that bridge. This is what the world would... Okay, get back up there. Okay? I'm going to feed them Benadryl later on and hope that they pass out. So It's a Wonderful Life. The guy, he's like, if I jump off the bridge, everyone will get this insurance money. And the angel's like, don't do that. Check out how terrible the world would be if you weren't kicking around. And he checks it out and he's like, wow, that's pretty terrible. And he's, as a result, he doesn't jump off the bridge. And I was like, ah, that's a pretty nice Christmas message. Just off the bridge. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, but the most interesting thing about the church going experience is at the end of it, the padre was talking about all the wonderful benefits that you get from being coming to the church. And as he is speaking, he said, everyone who came here today gets a free subscription to porn. And I said, and I was sitting there, I was like, wow, the Catholic Church has really done a 180 on their policies. And so he said, if you pick up the pamphlet, you can get the subscription to porn. And so after the ceremony, if it's a ceremony, after Mass, clearly I retained so much from my many, many years of going to church. But after the ceremony, I walked up to one of the ushers. It wasn't usher. It wasn't U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Now, baby, tell me what you're going to be. It wasn't Usher Raymond. It was just some old guy. And he was handing out pamphlets. And I said, hey, sir, I'll get that subscription to porn that you guys are offering. And he passed me the pamphlet, and it said, formed. It's F-O-R-M-E-D. So I now have a subscription to Formed. I'm reading tons of biblical verses or whatever, but certainly wasn't what I was expecting. So that was an interesting thing. We had a unfortunate, hopefully the children are around, but we had an unfortunate death in the family. Our beloved rodent unfortunately bit the dust, and my one daughter is very upset by this. And yes, the podcast is taking a serious tone right now, talking about grief and how we deal with everything. And my other daughter, who's quite the curious scientist type, wanted to be a part of the whole mourning process, I guess. And so we went out. I don't know if I'm incriminating myself, but the original plan was, is that we would go out to a nearby dog park, and and my one daughter would stay in the vehicle, and then I would go and politely put our dear rodent in the bin, and my Pharrell Adidas shoebox. My daughter insisted on being a part of the whole process. She just didn't want to see any of the body. I had to go to a nearby tree and use my shoes to kind of dig a shallow grave. and then I placed our dear beloved family member in there, and I covered it up, and I put a flower on top, and then my daughter came up and she said, "Please take a picture and say a few words." And I said, "Wow, we hardly spent much time together, but the time that we did spend together, amazing, just an amazing friend." filled with piss and shit and vinegar. And so I said those words and I took a picture, and we drove away like an assassin that just killed someone. It was like the Robert De Niro movie, the Irishman, when he's disposing of a body in the Brooklyn River or whatever it is. It felt like that, where I was like, wow, this is really something else. And I thought that would be the end of the mourning process, but unfortunately, the children had received iPads for Christmas, and they're all connected to the same cloud sharing, photo system. And so when my other daughter, who was more upset about the passing of this rodent, logged into her iPad, it populated an image of the shallow grave of the beloved rodent and set her off on a path of trauma that she'll never recover from for the rest of her life. And subsequently, I've felt like I've had to return to the graves, like often as serial killers do, returning to the sites of their victims. I've had to drive past with the guilty conscience, thinking, should I move the body? Will I be discovered at some point by the authorities? And I did look up, in my defense, what to do, the proper way to dispose of a body. And they said you could pay $90 to have a body properly cremated and put in a pet cemetery. But I wanted Mortal Kombat 1. And money was of the essence of this moment, and I needed that $90 towards something else. So I did get Mortal Kombat, great game, and in a way, it's helping me cope and deal with the trauma of the whole situation. so that was an interesting thing. I don't know. We watched the movie May December. May I Get My Money Back? We were watching it, and it was quite the. Okay, we have a child here. You gotta go up. You can't listen about May December. So if you don't know, the movie May December is about, I guess, the months between May and December. I guess I don't. It's based loosely on the story of Bobby Joe something or the other, some teacher who slept with a student and subsequently married that student. And Natalie Portman is in it. And I read spoilers about the movie, and I knew later on there was going to be a sexy scene. And so we were watching this movie, and it was building up, and there was a lot of tension, and we're like, wow, this is getting pretty hot and heavy, this film. And then Natalie Portman wanders into the pet store where the hot dude who slept with the teacher was used to work. And she's getting all cozy up to him. And we're about to see Queen Padme Amidala get some Jar Jar Binks. We're about to see Natalie Port the Man, I guess, is what we're going to see. Pork, Natalie Pork Man. She's going to pork a man. And then we get one of our children knocking on the door saying, "Daddy, I have a nightmare." I'm like, "Shut up, kids. Get out of here now. Get out." And so we had to turn the movie off. we didn't get to watch the end of May December, but we did watch The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti. And the kids didn't interrupt that at all. There's no sexy parts unless you count Paul Giamatti's unrequited love for the teacher who works at his school. But The Holdovers was a pretty good movie, I guess. I don't know. It didn't hit the same nerve as May December, but what are we expecting? I don't know. So it's been there's plenty of things that happened, but those were probably the main things. I have the OJ trial story, which I have no idea what the. You know what that story is? Is that as a child, we were watching a documentary on the Kardashians, our favorite other family, with many children running around, and they keep on showing O.J. Simpson because he was a friend of Robert Kardashian, the father, the patriarch of the entire Kardashian clan, and I was reflecting on when. The O.J. Simpson trial was happening. They actually showed the verdict in school. Like, they wheeled in a little television screen, and just naturally, no, the teacher didn't do this because this would be wild. But naturally, all of the black and brown kids, which were really all of the Indian and Filipino kids, there was no black kids in our class, but all of the minority kids ended up sitting on one side of the class, and all of the white kids sat on the other side of the class. And then when they announced OJ was not guilty, all of the minority kids went, "Yeah!" And we were very wrong. We were very one, the whole situation was wrong. Like, the teacher, I don't know why the teacher was showing the verdict of a murder trial in the class. I guess that's the big yikes of the week, is Mrs. Tomko showing us the O.J. Simpson. And obviously, like, there was no cable in the school. So she obviously VHS tape recorded the O.J. Simpson trial and thought, "Hey, I don't have a lesson planned today." Let's show these kids the gruesome results of a murder trial and make them have a tiny little race war within the classroom. And we learned a lot that day, but we learned about what not to do. And we learned that history can show us that maybe sometimes we're wrong. So big yikes to Mrs. Tomko at St. Clement's in Edmonton for showing us the OJ trial. My son is now climbing up. He's climbing up upside down on the ceiling like what's his face on Trainspotting. Remember back in the day when you used to watch a movie that you shouldn't have in high school, and everyone's like, "This is so trippy." My son oftentimes will climb the roof of our house and his neck will spin around like I'm on a downer after injecting heroin in some tiny British town. So my son is doing that right now, and I have to yell at him. So welcome back to the pod, Jerflings. I've missed chatting with you. I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.